UAPs and aliens. What conclusions have come from studies and polls about the UAP hearings? If we are to believe one poll, it said nothing much has changed as far as the opinions of the people on whether UAPs are extraterrestrial or not. When asked about this, they said, well, maybe there was a slight increase by people who believe they are extraterrestrial. The National UFO Reporting issued a statement that seems to contradict this. They said they have received more reports of sightings since the hearings. I have to wonder if we are being led down the garden path again. What I mean is, it seems everything possible is being done to make us believe there are no UAPs, even though we are getting ever more whistleblowers, who not only appear before Congress, but in other venues. There has been a report that people in a village in Peru were being attacked by 7-foot-tall aliens flying through the air. As crazy as this sounds, the supposed true story is even stranger. It is being said the attackers were really illegal gold miners, and as for flying through the air, they were said to be wearing jetpacks. This story sounds so nuts it is hard to believe either side, which is the attack and then the explanation. If we believe the explanation, then we have to believe the illegal gold miners spent about $300,000 each for basic JB-10 jetpacks just to scare some villagers when they could have scared them other ways for free. If it wasn't gold miners flying through and it was aliens, why would they do this to a small isolated village? I just don't believe any part of the story is true. King Charles of Great Britain is being pressured to release UAP data which is in the hands of the government. While he might be able to suggest this to the Prime Minister, I am not sure he has the power to force the issue. There is no doubt, however, he could bring a lot of pressure to bear. Will it happen? I think Great Britain is in a very similar situation as the US, and the government is not anxious to tell anyone anything. One investigative reporter is suggesting the United States has recovered up to 30 non-human craft. This number seems believable when you consider all the reports over the years of crashed UAPs we know about and adding a few we don't. The reporter said something very interesting, and it was very senior people with high clearances were afraid to talk to him about UAPs. A foreign actress named Vya Prabha was on a commercial flight when she looked out her window and saw was what she believed was a UAP. She got her phone and took a photo of the object, and it certainly does look like one. She had been flying from Mumbai to Kochi, and the object appeared just before the plane came in for a landing. It was visible for several seconds. She joins the parade of people seeing UAPs from their windows on planes and photographing them. Missouri is getting a lot of sightings lately. Wayne County has been named the UFO capital of the state. It seems there are far more sightings than there should be for a county of only 11,000 people. What could be so interesting to extraterrestrials about the place and its people? It has been estimated that about half of all residents of the county have seen something in the sky they consider to be a UAP. The sightings include lights under the water in the area. Clearwater Lake is still having sightings today. Sightings have been going on for over 50 years in the area. Over the years, we have gotten some people who think they know when extraterrestrials will reveal themselves, and they are so sure they give us at least the year this will happen, yet it never does. Well, we have another one who claims to be a former CIA agent. He is saying the extraterrestrials will reveal themselves in 2027. He said we are being prepared right now for the revelation. He also said he heard about the date in a kind of an official capacity and can't reveal more about it. This is the same person which claimed he fought a reptilian. According to him, aliens have been helping us to evolve since the beginning of time. There have been some strange ideas put out about extraterrestrials. One of them is, if they want to make contact, they will skip over us and go directly to artificial intelligence and meet with that. I think we are giving ourselves too much credit for how far AI has come. It is still nothing more than a computer program. A UFO hunter has an amazing claim. He says he has found an underwater extraterrestrial base off the Yorkshire coast. He claimed he was investigating an alien abduction when he discovered the base. He said he had investigated the area for almost 20 years. A pilot was said to be chasing a UAP when he crashed his plane into Filey Beach in Yorkshire, and his body was never found. This makes me wonder if he was in the crashed plane as it crashed, or could he have been beamed out into the UAP? When the investigator went to the crash site, he saw and filmed objects coming out of the water and flying away. The objects were triangle-shaped. The military records are said to contradict the UAP chase. A UAP was reported in the sky over Lincolnshire, England. The object looked shiny. When the police checked, they had no drones in the area. The situation has not been resolved. Another video featuring Dr. Stephen Greer about aliens has come out. Dr. Greer believes extraterrestrials are friendly and doesn't like the idea they are being pictured as dangerous to the Earth and its people. He claims to have actually been in contact with them, as are some of the people in his group. If he is right, we are doing harm to ourselves by working up to a reason for an attack on them, as if we could ever succeed in that endeavor. The good doctor has been called to Washington, D.C. as an advisor and met with different congressmen and senators, and was even called to the White House. That is quite an impressive record. Apparently he is respected by many. I have never spoke to him, but believe he is very sincere.